إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، we are discussing the ayat of Surah Al Imran, describing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Al Ulil Albab, the people of understanding, the people of intelligence. And yesterday we spoke about the first quality of them, which is that they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all aspects of their lives. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. That they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all aspects of their lives, whether it is public, whether it is private, and so on and so on. So they are, that's the first quality, that people who recognize their Rabb and people who are obedient to their Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentioned the second quality, and he used the proposition, wow. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah said, those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down, and who think about and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. Now the two things I want to remind you and draw your attention to. One is that this same sentence, or this same ayah, as a sentence in Arabic, if it were to be written with the preposition or instead of the preposition and, if it were to be written with aw instead of wow, grammatically it would still be correct. Supposing, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ أَوْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This sentence grammatically would have been correct. But first of all, that is not the ayat of the Quran. And secondly, meaning-wise, it would be completely different. Because in terms of its meaning, what it would mean is that the Ulil Albab, the people of intelligence, are those who either remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down, or those who think about the universe. Now that's a completely different meaning from saying the people of intelligence are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down, and who reflect in the universe. Completely different meaning. So that's the very important thing to remember. Now, point is, Allah knows why He said what He said. But my understanding is that this ayat also teaches us the sequence of learning and teaching in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also teaching us in this ayat how education must be structured. Starting with the knowledge of the Creator. Starting with ta'alluq ma'allah. And then subsequently going into the research on the creation. So first understand who your Creator is, then go into creation. Now when you don't do that, and this is how our modern scientific education is structured, it is structured in the opposite direction. There is no mention of the Creator at all whatsoever. And people are researching and they are doing some amazing work. They are doing some absolutely amazing work. But they are researching in the universe. But without any reference to how this universe came about, how was it created. Now, what is the problem with that? The problem with that is that unless you understand and unless you are connected with the Creator, if you simply look into the universe, you will not see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that creation. Which is the first point that it started with. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah said, there are signs for people of intelligence in the creation of the day of the heavens and the earth and in the alternation of the day and the night. They are signs for people of intelligence. But who are those people? They are those people who first and foremost recognize their Rabb, Jalla Jalalu. And then when they look into the creation from the perspective of having ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will see the signs of their Rabb. And their iman will get reinforced, which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then went on to say, what will they say? Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Oh, our Rabb, you did not create this thing in vain. You did not create this thing just like that for fun, for play. one day to turn into dust and nothing is there. No. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكْ. You are pure. How do you describe Subhanak? You are above everything that anyone associates with you. سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And O Allah, save us from the hellfire. Now if you see this beautiful construction of this whole ayat, the intelligent people are those who have ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they do research in the kainat, in the creation. Automatic result of this sequence of learning is that they go back to their Rabb. They recognize the signs of their Rabb. Their iman is reinforced in their Rabb. And when they do that, what do they do? Two things. They praise their Rabb. They fall down in sujood. They praise their Rabb, Subhanaka. And they now are concerned with what is my connection with my Rabb when I see him. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. The natural sequence of teaching and learning according to the system of the Quran is iman. The natural system. If you teach about the Creator first and then you teach about the creation, the natural result of that is رَبَّنَا مَا قَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Natural result is that. Islam is absolutely not against any scientific technology, not against any scientific development, not against any scientific research. There are no questions that cannot be asked as far as Islam is concerned. Except, of course, questions which really have, for example, somebody says, you know, who is Allah? Show me Allah. Obviously, there is no answer to that kind of a question. But I am saying that questions about the creation, which is the basis of all scientific research, there is no question which cannot be asked. Islam does not say, do not do research in this thing, do not do research in that. No, do research anywhere you like. But do it according to the system which the Quran has taught. Which is to understand that there is a connection between these two things. There is a connection between ta'alluq ma'allah and there is a connection between research. There is a connection between these two things. That is why the waw is used, not the aw. Allah did not say intelligent people are those who do this or that. He said intelligent people are those who do this and that in that sequence. It is not the other way around. The same ayah, for example, you can turn around the words. It would still make, grammatically, it would still be correct. So, but that's not the ayah of the Quran. The ayah of the Quran is what it is. And that shows us the sequence. And it shows us the natural result of that, of following that sequence. So if you start from there to where we have got today and tomorrow we'll go further, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those people and Allah said what? إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. آمين يا رب العالمين. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the glories of His creation, to His signs in that creation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to understand the sequence of teaching and learning, which is so important if you want to arrive at the correct result, which is qina azab an-nar. The purpose of all teaching and learning is to be freed from the hellfire. The purpose of all teaching, whether it is science, technology, mathematics, history, geography, theology, Quran, hadith, sunnah, fiqh, whatever, the purpose of all of that is وَمَنْ زُحْزِ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَاسْ. That is the purpose. The purpose is it should free us from the hellfire and enter us into Jannah. Any teaching and learning, any knowledge or so-called knowledge which ends up in the hellfire is not knowledge. It's not knowledge. How can it be knowledge? I mean, no matter what it is. And may Allah protect us, sometimes the knowledge of deen takes us into the hellfire. The knowledge of Islam takes us into the hellfire. How? because we use this knowledge wrongly. We use this knowledge to find loopholes. We use this knowledge to sell this deen. We use this knowledge to make a business out of Islam. And that knowledge then takes you into the hellfire. Any knowledge is successful, and it can be called knowledge only if it takes us into the Jannah. So the purpose of all of this teaching and learning is فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us knowledge which helps us to go into Jannah, which saves us from the hellfire, which results in His pleasure, and which is a source of guidance for us and a source of najat for us on the Day of Judgment. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ.